You go back into session.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second Mr. Jones, to go back into regular session from executive session. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Back into regular session, and the item agenda is Susie Webb.
Thank you. Today, I'd like to talk about our pension investment policy. During fiscal 2008, if you remember, we budgeted money to have Pierce Park Group Investment Management Consultants to formalize our county's investment policy for our pension fund, and at the same time to ensure the ongoing health of the county's pension and post-employment benefit fund. During the year, the pension committee had a working group that worked with Pierce Park Group to help develop the pension policy. And at the November 6th meeting, Pierce Park Group presented their policy to the committee. And I'd like to pass this policy down. Mr. Cole suggested that I read it tonight.
Word for word.
Come to the next pension meeting.
I told him maybe that wasn't a good idea. Mm-hmm. You've also received in your packet a copy of the minutes of the pension committee meeting, which discussed in detail the investment policy report is given by Pierce Park Group and the discussion from the committee. I just wanted to briefly mention three highlights in the report. Pierce Park Group made observations and studied the performance of the existing investment managers. This includes the state of Delaware pool. They recommended to continue to invest as it offers a very wide range of investment choices with a low expense ratio and has a good investment performance in the past. The Wilmington Trust Company they liked to use for their fixed income portion of a portfolio, they feel that they excel in this area. And for Fidelity Investments, they don't feel, and this was interesting, that possibly they're the best fit for us as our third investment manager. And possibly we could look at breaking them up and going into a fourth or going into a new third one altogether. The policy develops a purpose, goals, objectives, policy and guidelines, establishes standards, procedures for monitoring, measuring, reviewing, and evaluating our plan on an ongoing basis. And it makes suggestions on our asset allocation, which we would adopt in the policy. This is our asset mix and how our funds are invested. Obviously, our goal is to limit risk with diversification. And we're suggesting domestic equity 55%, international equity 15%, and fixed income 30%. That's a 70-30% split between stock and fixed income. After very careful review and analysis and discussion with the pension committee, they voted unanimously to recommend to County Council that we adopt the pension investment plan as prepared by Pierce Park Group. If we do choose to adopt this policy, the committee recommended finishing out calendar year 2007 as planned and beginning this investment rebalancing in the new year 2008. There's two choices that we could do here since you just got the policy and there really isn't any need to read it by the next meeting. You can read it, absorb it, and then come back to me with any questions or concerns. It's really just putting down, formalizing the policy.
So you don't feel that Fidelity at 8.11%, you feel they're a little bit, they're lagging? I mean,
well, they have a high expense ratio for the stocks, for their mutual funds, for as plan as big as we are. That was their main problem with Fidelity.
Okay.
And they're not saying they won't consider staying with them, but perhaps if we go out to the market and see what other mutual funds are available, there might be a better fit for us now at almost a $60 million plan. It's not the same plan that we've always had. So it's just an option.
How have those investments been performing?
Well, that was good. My next.
Okay.
And I can do that right now.
Please. I did recommend the stock investments from Wilmington Trust to change to basically liquidate them.
Looked like, yeah.
These handouts show the value in dollars and the value in returns as compared to the benchmarks. Because I'll just lead in with my next agenda item, which is going to be our 2008 budgeted contribution. I won't pass that out yet. So here you have the different. So what I was saying, Mr. Dukes, is that everyone could take a chance to read over the policy. Call me with any questions and concerns, and I can just put it on the another agenda. If I don't hear anything in a week, you know, I...
But the committee recommended
The committee recommended that we
approve it.
But they did.
And I think that's a good idea, but I can understand getting the packet.
You're right in bed with
one
with
three.
You're the finance director, and you got a committee that makes a recommendation, so I trust you. I mean, it's, you know...
We've worked on it since May.
Yeah.
Last year.
Well, make a decision. It's about time you made a decision.
Well, you get drafts and you got to get the committee together. So anyway, I do have, I'm prepared to read a motion or I can just.
You just go ahead and knock this out.
I think you ought to go ahead and read it. Anybody got any questions?
I don't think anything's going to change in a week. No, I mean, we're not that sophisticated in this.
For Susan,
as you are in this field.
Oh, thanks for your vote of confidence.
Read the motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council adopt the pension investment policy statement as discussed above.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Jones, to adopt the policy. The motion just read by our finance director.
No,
any questions on the motion or on the investment policy? Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
If it goes sour, Mr. Dukes will just fire her.
Yes.
That's on the tape. Oh, I know.
That's on the tape, so we got there.
That's right.
And there was a consensus. I think I heard a consensus.
My next item is the fiscal year 2008 pension contribution. I passed out the pension fund values and returns on the investment as of September 30th, 07. The pension fund has a balance of $44.3 million, and the post-retirement employment benefit fund has a balance of $10.8 million. I also passed out how they finished for the year, the different investment managers. Wilmington Trust at 8.32%, Fidelity at 8.11%, and the state 9.02%. We all know the stock market didn't perform this year as well as last year. 13.2% overall last year versus the 8.73 is the percent to date this year of our funds. Although October did show a little improvement, I think November's heading down. So the message being is that that was very volatile for the whole year. With the Federal Reserve stepping in to help with different problems, the subprime mortgage loans and the looming economy or the recession talks all affects the market. So our earnings were down. 8.73, the actuary likes to see an 8%, so, I mean.
That's not bad.
No. Not. It's been better, it's been worse, so that's the nature of the stock market. The 2008 contribution, I'll pass that out so you can see. That's important.
How much paper?
It's a big contribution.
Well, we have rest in tree farm.
This contribution is as per the 2008 budget. It's per the actuarial recommendation. The regular pension contribution is 10%. Our pension fund is 93.3% funded. We're down a little from last year. We were at 99.6%, but due to an increase in the number of employees and salaries and new actuarial tables, this dropped a bit, not a concern. The post-employment fund percentage is 20%. This fund has a $45 million liability, and if the county contributes less than the annual required contribution, this liability will get larger. This is what we've been talking about the last few years, the GASB 45 that's coming into effect for our fiscal year 2009 financial statements. With all that being said on the post-retirement benefit, it still is an enviable position to be in. When Pierce Park Group was giving their giving us their pension investment policy. They mentioned to us more than one time that they haven't seen any other municipality take this liability as serious as we have in the way of funding it.
Absolutely.
And I do have information on local Newcastle County. Their benefit is their liability is estimated to be $213 million, and they don't even have a fund set up. It is in their 08 budget to start contributions, but like where we have it in a fund and a policy, and the actuary's taking a look at it. The state obligation is $3.2 billion.
Billion.
I didn't even calculate this out. And they do have a fund with $60 million in it, so there's that difference.
So you got too much time on our hands for that.
You know,
I'm sorry.
It's one of those financial statement numbers, though. That.
And then just what was our numbers again?
We're at $45 million liability right now. Right. That's not counting the contribution that we'll make this year, and our funding is $10.8 million, and we're going to make another 4.5 hopefully today, so that puts us up to 15. So it's not too bad. That discrepancy is not too bad.
We're much farther ahead than most other counties.
But you know, that number keeps going up as the pensioners go up and our health plan. It all is interrelated with our health benefits that we provide our retirees.
Right.
And that consultant is in right now reviewing our group hospital, and that's one of the things he'll look at. Is
too generous.
And the number of employees, you know, up to 530 employees,
all
hoping to draw a pension. It's you know, a lot of money.
Yes.
But for comparison, you know, like Pierce Park Group has said, could be a lot worse. Yeah. Thanks to the council, Dave Baker, and you know, we've put extra money for that fund as we had the money in those years that the surpluses were.
All right, what's your motion?
We're available. Shoot. Oh, I'm not done yet.
That made my command dinner.
So as you can see from the return analysis, the state is once again the better performer. And the pension committee recommends making the 2008 budgeted contribution for the pension plan and the post-retirement benefit contribution to the state for fiscal year 08. And I do have a motion if there aren't any questions. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the fiscal year 2008 pension contribution for the pension fund to the state of Delaware in the amount of $2,267,891. And also approve the fiscal year 2008 retirement benefit contribution of $4,535,782 to the state of Delaware investment pool.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second to Mr. Phillips to approve the motion just read by Susan Webb. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Thank you.
Al Godwin.
Mr. President and members of council, this evening we have two requests for disbursement from your annual municipal police grant fund. The first one is from the city of Frankfort to purchase a 2007 Dodge Charger as a police car. They're requesting from their $25,000 allotment a disbursement of $21,652 for that purchase.
So moved.
And and for the city of Milford, they're asking for the balance of their annual fund, which would be a total of $22,504 for the purchase of radios, radar units, and some other various equipment. That will finish up Milford's grant.
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion if you'd like.
Go ahead.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council approve two municipal police grant disbursements, one for Frankfort in the amount of $21,652 and the other for the city of Milford in the amount of $22,504.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, second, Mr. Cole, to approve the motion read by Mr. Godwin with the two local law enforcement grants. Town of Frankfort and Milford. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Thank you.
Mr. Lang?